Any time here with 4:05 to go, Adrian Griffin thinks he can bring a little spark. 10-point lead for the Bucks, 52-42. Cunningham stops at the free throw line. Couple head fakes. Jackson staying with him nicely. Puts up the shot. Misses front iron. And boy, for a rookie to not bite on any of those head fakes is something. Lillard the other way. Draws the contact and the foul on Cunningham. But those are those little things we see with Andre Jackson. He just gets it. Well, we had another whistle. Tell you what it is here in a moment, but first let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Still haven't officially ruled anything on that second whistle. Perhaps a technical on Giannis, it would appear. He's the one who's right now talking with Rodney Mott, our crew chief, and I think it was a technical on Giannis. It was. There it is. So free throw was good on the other side of things. Kate Cunningham hits it. Dame Lillard's going to the line, and I'm not sure what drew the ire of Rodney Mott from Giannis. A little too much chirping, I guess.
I get, and I think what drew the ire of Giannis that led to the chirping was dating back a few possessions ago when he was blocked by Isaiah Stewart and thought he should have been whistled.
Meantime, Dame Lillard at the free throw line hits on the first of two. Lillard tonight, six, make it 7 points. Of those seven, five have come at the stripe. He's missed on four of his five field goal attempts, including both of his threes. Second free throw is good. Free throws have again become the primary part of his production throughout most of games here of late for Lillard. Shot has not been working, but the free throws have. Here's Killian Hayes, pulls up just behind the free throw line, and he sinks a 16-footer. Cuts the deficit back to single digits, 54-45. 3.5 to play now in the second quarter. Lillard, pocket pass to Giannis. He drives in, gets tied up, and now ball at midcourt is still loose. Everybody's chasing after it. Jackson comes away with it for the Bucks. What a job. Now passes ahead to Giannis. Giannis kicks it to the corner. Catch and shoot three from Lillard. Just can't get it to drop. Open look, outlet feed sets up an easy layup for Killian Hayes, and boy, that hurts. Timeout on the floor. Bucks just can't settle in from distance. Lillard still trying to find that stroke, but Milwaukee still leads by seven. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. You probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? There's only one answer. Definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. We're also brought to you by Jockey. Like the Bucks, Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. They've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. Well, the Bucks have a 54-47 lead. They've led by as many as 15 tonight, but of late it's gotten a little bit rocky. Bucks giving it away. Pistons giving it away. Missing open shots. Kind of the way this thing has felt early this season for Milwaukee. Here's a bounce pass from Lillard to Giannis, and Giannis will give it away now to Beauchamp. Beauchamp takes it in, feeds it down low. Giannis gets it in a crowd and lays it in up close. Beauchamp did a nice job threading that needle through. Bevy of players who were grouped together underneath. And the Bucks go ahead by nine. Going into the front court now. It is handled across the timeline by Killian Hayes. He's defended by Andre Jackson, who was with him step for step. Now gets around a screen from Bagley. Giannis picks him up. Bagley trying to get away, get it away. And now he's going to send it right to Jackson. Andre Jackson has come in and made a difference. Giannis takes a feed going the other way. He pulls his way right at. That was Roden who got called for the foul. And that's going to send Giannis to the line for two. But, boy, you know, we keep talking about it. Andre Jackson, when he's out there, he just seems to know where to be and know where his teammates are going to be.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is he knows where to be. A lot of that is, you know, you look at guys that had those longer careers in college and played in big moments. It means something to go through that and to get those reps. We've seen it with other guys that have come through here with a decorated collegiate career. It's early, but we talked about in the preseason as well that he doesn't seem to make a lot of the mistakes you see young players commit.
3 years with the Huskies, where he was able to win 69 games in that time. As the free throw is good from Giannis. Another one coming. But, you know, it's only fitting, too, for Jackson. His first career field goal comes on a big swooping dunk. Granted, it was in cleanup time late in Toronto, but he has that incredible vertical leaping ability as the second free throw misses. Giannis has gone 1-for-2 now three times already tonight at the line. It's a 10-point game. 57-47, Bucks with a lead. 2:14 to go now in the second quarter. We got a whistle, and as we were singing Jackson's praises, he gets caught with a foul here trying to turn the corner on him. That'll be the third foul for the Bucks. So they still had a couple to give, and for Jackson, it's his first. Inbound pass will come from the far side. Cunningham fakes the pass right, sends left. It's Bagley handing it back to Cunningham. He's defended by Jackson. Drives in on Jackson. Couple head fakes. Now passes underneath. Gets it underneath to Bagley, who stuffs it down with a two-hand jam. 2 minutes to go now. 57-49. Bucks with the 8-point lead with Damian Lillard out there with Giannis, Jackson, Crowder, and Beauchamp. Lillard, a pocket pass to Giannis. Giannis puts up a floater, misses it short. They've run that two-man game about four times this game. Very close to one another in the paint, and it just, there hadn't been really anything open when Giannis catches the ball there. Still trying to figure out that spacing, that combination of Lillard and Giannis. On the other end, Asar Thompson will pass it to Cunningham. Cunningham's on the right elbow, defended by Crowder. Head fake a couple times. Crowder stays down, now works it to the near wing. Stewart puts up a three. He can't hit. Fight for the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Pistons. No, they're going to give it to Detroit. Lillard touched it last as he was fighting Marvin Bagley Jr. for that foul, or for that ball. So inbound pass coming from the near side. Inbound pass goes to Hayes. Baseline jumper misses. Rebound batted off the window by Isaiah Stewart, but it comes back into the hands of Giannis, who wants to run. Giannis flips the pass behind his back over to Lillard. Lillard drives in. He powers his way right into Stewart and lays it off the window and good. Bucks back ahead by 10 now. Detroit the other direction with it. Lillard sneaks up behind Cunningham and pries it free. Picked up by Crowder. Ahead to Lillard. Lillard drives and lays it in. Stewart can only look both ways and make his case to the officials. He was caught in no man's land, and Lillard took full advantage, getting two quick drives against Isaiah Stewart and a chance at the three-point play here. 37 points now in this quarter for a Bucks team that through one quarter of basketball had scored all of 24, their second lowest output of the season. I mean, something about that first quarter for this group. Free throws good for Lillard.
Second quarter, not that much better for three-point shooting either, but we see the offense start to pick up.
Getting to the rim.
Yeah.
8-2 run for the Bucks. Cunningham now drives all the way on the other side. Couldn't finish off the back iron. We got a whistle and a foul going against the Bucks on the fight for the rebound. And for Milwaukee, that'll be their last foul to give. It shouldn't be a shooting foul, should it? Stewart's at the line. I thought they were just battling for the rebound. Stewart was providing a little wishful thinking, it appears. It is going to be a foul on the floor. So it's going to be Detroit ball out of bounds as Killian Hayes will send it in. Crowder got called for the foul, and for Jay, that'll be his first. Inbound pass, now it's Kate Cunningham. The bounce pass underneath to Stewart. We got a whistle, wave off the shot. And
they're getting Andre Jackson.
So Jackson gets called for the foul, and now you'll have free throws. It's funny, Stewart was going to the line when he was fouled before, and he shouldn't have been. But this time he should have been.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Now they're going to put
Bagley and Jackson, who are tied up.
So now the Bucks are in the penalty, so that's why you're seeing free throws coming here with 46.7 seconds remaining in this first half. A half that has seen a lot of whistles as we kind of thought we might see tonight. Bagley knocks down the first. Detroit shooting 82% as a team this season from the free throw line. But they don't get there very often while their opponents do. They only get 19.5 off a game. That's 24th in the league, but they give up nearly 28 free throw attempts per game, dead last. Second free throw is good for Bagley, and the numbers have borne it out tonight. 21 free throw attempts for the Bucks. They've hit 18 of them. That's the eighth attempt of the night for the Pistons. 62-51. Bucks by 11 with the basketball. Inside of 38 seconds now to go in the half. Giannis takes it down low, spins underneath, floats it up. Couldn't finish to the right hand. Comes away with a steal, but I think got called for a foul in the process. And for Giannis, that'll be his second. And it's going to be free throws for Detroit on the other side. Touch hasn't quite been there for Giannis tonight, and that may be an understatement. It's now 3 of 11 from the floor. He has just 9 points, I think, with 8 rebounds and 4 assists. Make it 3 of 12 with that last miss.
Andre Jackson was called for that. So that's 3 quick ones on him.
Wow. So he must have been behind the play there somewhere. And at the free throw line, the first one is good for Cunningham, who knocks it down. Jackson's going to come out. Pat Connaughton comes in to replace him. So 3 fouls for Andre Jackson and 4 minutes of playing time out there. Cunningham spins the ball and puts up the second free throw. In and out, rebound batted out, though. It's going to be tracked down by Cunningham around midcourt. 13 points in the second quarter for Cunningham, who got off to a really cold shooting start to this game, but he's got 15 now points for the game. Cunningham, little hesitation, spins down low, and we got a whistle and a traveling call going against Cunningham. So shot clock will be turned off, and the Bucks with a 10-point lead can play for the final shot here with the combination of Crowder to inbound with Lillard, Giannis, Connaughton, and Marjon Beauchamp to close it out here in the second quarter. Lillard moves it into the front court across the timeline. He's going to milk that clock down a little bit further. Wants a screen from Giannis. He gets it. Going to fire a long three. That was online but strong. Rebound controlled by Hayes, and that's the way the half is going to come to a close. Well, the Bucks didn't shoot it particularly well. At least their star duo of Giannis and Lillard didn't. Those two connected, combined to go 6 for 31 in that first half from the floor. But they still managed to put up 22 points between the two of them. And the Bucks will take a 10-point lead into the locker room after one half of basketball. 38 points in the second quarter for the Bucks. Again, they lead by 10 here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. We'll be back with Justin Garcia on the other side of this timeout.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes? Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Outgoing. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Grab your squad for Bucks Night Out, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports Wisconsin. Every ticket comes with a Michelob Ultra or soda on us. Visit Bucks.com/BNO for details.
62-52 is our halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. The Bucks up 10 on the Detroit Pistons. Some of what you hear in the background here, and you heard it in pregame as well, the Bucks hosting their annual Hoops for Troops night, presented by We Energies here at Fiserv Forum. And joining us to talk about that and more, you've seen this man definitely as you've watched Bucks games the last handful of years.
Yes.
But David Herro joining us now. So first off, 20 plus years that you've been in this role, and now 8 years that you've been at Fiserv Forum as the director of security here. But prior to that, and why I mentioned all of this tying in here, over 2 decades that you served in the military as well.
That's correct.
Two good decades. It took you all over the place, too, just looking at your background.
Yes, I started out, my first assignment was in Berlin, Germany. Then I came back to Fort Hood, Texas. Then I went over to Korea, came back to Fort Hood, went back to Korea, then ended up in Fort Moreau, Virginia, then back to Korea, then to Hawaii, then I retired.
So how do you end up in this role then?
It was just a coincidence. A friend of mine worked for the Bradley Center. He said there was an opening there. He said, you'll be great doing this for the organization. I said, well, I don't know. I was living down in Florida. The weather was great. And he called me in December. And he said, just come up for the interview. When I came for the interview, I met John Steinmiller and David Skiles. And it was probably the best time of my life. They walked me around the building. They were so enthused about the team and the atmosphere of the arena. I never understood sports and entertainment. I was an Army guy, and I'm like, this could be kind of fun. I said, I'll try it out.
And here I am, 20 years later. You talked about being an Army guy, and for you, that it's become a family thing.
Oh, yes, it has. And
both of your children going
through that. Yes, I have two daughters in the military. One's in the Navy. She went to the Naval Academy. One went to West Point, and now she's a major. One is a captain. One is in station right now in Arlington, Virginia. She works at the Pentagon. The oldest one in the Army is now in Qatar. She's going to be deployed back to the States in December.
What's the conversation like when they say, Dad, I'm thinking about doing the same thing that you did?
Well, they told me they weren't going to do what I was doing. And then the oldest one that went to West Point, she went to for a visit, and then she called me and said, Dad, I'm going to West Point. She already had a full scholarship to Michigan State. And I said, no, you're not. We already enrolled you in Michigan. She said, no, I'm going to West Point. And she went to West Point.
This is not the first. Bucks fans, I'm sure, are more familiar with Hoops for Troops now that they've been doing this for years. But for you, with the relationship with the organization, the role that you have here, and your background, what does a night like this mean to you?
It's a special night. I see these young soldiers, men and women, coming out here in uniform representing the United States of America. It touches my heart. I'm proud to see them march on and off the court. It's a special thing for me. So, you know, I thank the Bucks for doing this. And other organizations do it, too, for Veterans Day. But it's a special thing we need. It's my day of the year.
Yeah.
It's like my Christmas. So I get to talk to these young soldiers. I see new uniforms this year. And so where did this come from? And what does this patch mean now? It's always something new for me.
Maybe talk to Adrian Griffin about his dad's background in the military.
I have not.
Talked about it quite a bit on our yes. pregame today about what that kind of instilled in him and what nights like this mean to him as well.
Yeah, it does. It means a lot for our country and just the relationship the Milwaukee Bucks has with the military, for the Army, Navy, Air Force, and the Marines. It's a big thing for me and for them too.
And a big night, as we mentioned, Hoops for Troops night. Thank you for your service and for your daughters as well, and to everything that you do here in the arena, as we mentioned as well. David Harrell, great to catch up with you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
10-point Bucks lead at halftime, 62-52. Bucks on top of the Pistons. More after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand, and by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
.52 halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. It is the Bucks up on the Pistons. Big first half from Bobby Portis, one of the big stories here, and specifically the second quarter for Bobby. He finishes with 16 points at the half, 13 of those coming in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. Speaking of 13, that's what Damian Lillard sits at, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Yet to hit a 3, though, at 0 of 4, but he does have 13 points. And those are the only two Bucks scorers in double figures. Giannis is up to 9. Jay Crowder in the starting lineup tonight for Chris Middleton has scored 6. So has Brooke Lopez. And the Bucks up by 10 at halftime. 62-52, our halftime score. We'll get you set for the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain. of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Free activities delivered right to your inbox.
62-52 halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. A 10-point Bucks lead on the Pistons. Time for the American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature. And Bucks really just have to be the offensive team we've seen for most of this year in the second half. Second best three-point shooting team across the league in the second half of games played this season. You look for those three-point numbers to come up in the second half. American Family Insurance, life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. Visit amfam.com to learn more. American Family Insurance, always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams. Visit amfam.com to learn more. 10-point Bucks lead at the half. We'll have the call of the second half coming up after this. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. Bucks basketball brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
All right, Dave came back with you once again, getting ready for the second half in Fiserv Forum. Bucks have a 62-52 advantage against the shorthanded Pistons team here tonight. We'll look ahead to the second half in a moment, but first a quick check back at our Pella Doors and Windows rebounding battle. Who's hitting the glass? Well, the Bucks and Pistons are deadlocked. I beg your pardon. The Bucks have actually been out rebounded 24-20, including 4-2 on the offensive boards. Continue to watch that second chance point, 6-2 in favor of the Pistons. A reminder, the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can help you lower your energy costs. No interest and no down payments for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. We get ready for the second half. Justin, most important component for the Bucks the rest of the way to pick things up.
Start to hit threes. Yeah, like we joke about it, but the Bucks have been a very good three-point shooting team in the second half of games. I don't know what the reason is. It's just been the case. So if that continues, you can put the Pistons out of reach.
We'll see if they can do that. Free throw shooting was the name of the game for the Bucks in the first half. 18 of 21 at the line. They start with a basketball right to left in white against the Pistons clad in black with their City Edition uniforms. It's Lillard working into the near wing. Crowder with a head fake. Pulls up left elbow jumper. Floats off the iron, no good, but an offensive rebound. Speaking of those rebounds, Beasley comes away with it. Gives it to Lopez. Thought about the three from the right wing. Now he's going to drive it on Stewart.
tries to take it around him. Look at that move. The big fella goes up and under. Man, oh man, the dexterity of that dude at 7 feet 282 is sometimes absolutely mind-bending. We got a whistle and a foul against the Bucks. On the other side, Jay Crowder gets called for it. But man, Brooke Lopez, to be able to take that all the way in from the right wing outside the three-point line, drive it in and go up and under. Here comes the inbound pass from Killian Hayes. Gets it to Cunningham. Cunningham pulls up. Late contest was too late from Beasley, and he splashes it through to pull his team back to within 10. Giannis takes the outlet feed the other way. He's into the front court, joined by Beasley, Lillard, Lopez, and Crowder. Three-pointer from Beasley, and he drills it from the top of the arc. You were calling for those second-half threes. The Bucks 4 of 17 in the first half, 1 of 1 to begin the second half. Cunningham the other way on a Michelob Ultra 3. The Bucks lead by 13 now. Cunningham weaving his way through the defense, takes it down low, circles underneath, and stepped on the end line. So a turnover will give it back over to Milwaukee. Crowder to inbound, will get it to Lillard. Ninth turnover of the night for the Pistons. Detroit starting the second half with the same five that began the first half as Giannis goes to work. A little flip shot up close with the right-hand floater, and that drops for him. For Giannis, just his fourth field goal he's made on 13 tries tonight. He's in double digits now with 11 points. It's Duren along with Cunningham, Hayes, and here's a pass to Duren. Duren will throw it down with another vicious two-hand jam as he rocks the rim. He's had four dunks tonight. He is one of the leading dunkers in the game today. 22 dunks, as a matter of fact, coming in, did lead the league. Giannis makes his way down the lane and lays it in softly with a left hand. So he gets back-to-back field goals when the Bucks go back ahead by 13. Here is Duren at the top of the arc, giving it to Cunningham. Goes behind the screen from Durham and pulls up and drills a jumper from 17 feet away. So trading buckets now with 9:46 to play in the third quarter. Just underway in half number two. Giannis ushers it into the front court. He's going to pull up. 16-footer misses front iron and rolls off. Pistons go the other way. Cunningham into the front court with a right-hand dribble around a screen. Takes it down low. His shot off the window and good as he takes it down low as he got there right before the door closed from Lopez. Cunningham, 21 points now, 6 already in the second half. Here's a pull-up three from Lillard. Too strong. The beat goes on for Dame, who has now missed all 5 of his threes. On the other side, we've got a block. Giannis takes it away from Asar Thompson and goes the other direction with it. He's got a one-on-three win. Is that ever stopped him? He takes it in and plunges it through with a one-hand jam. And Giannis just got teed up for the second time. Oh, my. After the dunk, he just got teed up. He was walking the other direction saying, too small. So he's done. Giannis, two technical fouls, and he is done for the night on that play. Oh, my. He just sat in the front row of seats, folded his legs. He is still trying to get some kind of an explanation from Rodney Mott.
Yeah, and Jay Crowder is wisely getting in there and getting Giannis towards the locker room.
Look, the big fella, we've seen some uncharacteristic stuff this year in general. And I got to tell you, though,
that was a
celebration, especially for a second technical when you know right. A superstar of that caliber who impacts the game. To give a second technical there is awfully, awfully tight on the whistle. But now Thanasis is up, and he's arguing, and technical free throw in the meantime is good for Cunningham.
Thanasis was just given a technical as well.
Oh, my. Well, they've got the ball on the other side. I thought he was, too. Strange now. That's the third technical foul we've seen tonight against the Bucks. Actually, it's the fourth.
Yeah.
Actually, That would be the fifth. Because it was Giannis, Lopez, and Crowder in the first half. So that's the fifth technical against the Bucks tonight. And Cunningham makes both. So it's an 11-point game, and all of a sudden, a shorthanded Pistons team not looking at nearly as steep a mountain as they once were, with Giannis done for the night. Fans voice their displeasure. Here comes Detroit with the basketball on the other side. 73-62, Bucks by 11. Cunningham going to pull up, right elbow jumper, and here is that momentum shift that is in full force. Cunningham has already scored now 10 points in the opening 4 minutes of the second half. Lillard the other way. He drives inside, has his shot blocked, and the Pistons go the other way. They're on an 8-2 run. Cunningham once more. Fires from three. No good. Lopez tips the rebound to Crowder. Triggers it ahead to Lillard. Dame sends to the corner. Portis has it there. Back to Lillard. Lillard back to Portis. Portis left of the lane, trying to back his way in. He's got Cunningham on a flips it up with a right-hand jump hook. And it is time for the mayor to eat. Bobby Portis is going to have a chance to have a big game now. He had 16 points in the first half, and now with Giannis out, he's going to hear his name called quite a bit this second half. Killian Hayes on the dribble handoff from Duren and knocks it down. Hayes has found his stroke. He's got 27 points in the Bucks. Defensive woes against guards continues. Here's Beasley working into the corner. A head fake from Portis. He'll take it all the way up inside the baseline. Couldn't hit the shot, though. Beasley gets it back and lays it in with a foul. So Malik Beasley, an improbable crasher of the offensive boards, comes up with a loose change and lays it right back up and in, and he'll have a chance at the three-point play.
We've seen more and more of that from Malik Beasley early into this season, and he's been one of those guys crashing those offensive boards.
Well, tonight, the problem is Cade Cunningham is looking to add his name to an increasingly long list of guards that have absolutely exploded against the Bucks as Beasley hits the free throw. 45 points for Cam Thomas, 31 for Mikal Bridges, 45 for Jalen Brunson, 35 for Tyler Hero, and 31 for Tyrese Maxey this season. It's a long list through six games, and Cunningham starting to feel it. He crosses over. Beasley trying to stay with him. Hits by him. Floats it up. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Lopez comes away with a rebound. Now it's to Lillard. Lillard feeds ahead to Beasley. Glides in but missed the layup. And the transition woes continue for the Bucks. As then the loose ball gets off of the hand of Lillard. They're going to say Pistons ball, but then quickly reversing it back to the Bucks. It is amazing, though, some of these trends we're seeing. The guards that go off against the Bucks, and then the transition lack of execution for Milwaukee with normally fairly routine layups that have become anything but.
Yeah, the transition is the most surprising thing because of how good both Dame and Giannis are at that aspect.
Portis takes the inbound pass, and he's going to get called for a travel. Well, the Bucks need to settle down a little bit with 7:16 to go here in this third quarter. It's been a fairly sloppy game for a good chunk of this game at large. Fifth turnover for the Bucks right there. Nine of them for the Pistons in the game. Hayes going to pass it to Cunningham. Slings it to the corner before he gets it back on the left wing. Dame is out to defend tightly on him. Works around a screen, now feeds underneath. They got it inside of Lopez, but Lopez was able to recover, but not well enough. Thompson lays it in up close, and the Pistons have started this quarter by hitting 7 of their 11 field goals to begin the quarter. With 6:54 to play in the third, with Giannis out, the Bucks hold on to a 10-point lead. Lopez, he gets called for a travel as he was making his move. Well, time to take a deep breath. Adrian Griffin, I think, realizing so much, is going to use a timeout. 6:50 to go here in the third quarter. It's getting a little dicey tonight here in downtown Milwaukee. Can the Bucks regather themselves? We'll answer that on the other side of this timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey.
Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents delivery 2023.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Still a 10-point lead for the Bucks, who led by this margin at halftime. But things have gotten a bit more interesting here tonight. Giannis ejected tonight after his second technical foul, this time for celebration following a dunk. They'll say he was taunting of sorts. And, boy, unusual to say the least. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Our broadcast brought to you by Pick and Save. It's the official grocer of the Bucks. For the Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to Pick and Save. .com/boost for details. Pick and save. Fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. We're also presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. So Pistons ball after that last stoppage. It was a travel against Lopez. The Bucks have turned it over twice in a row. Although that's what the official said. The replay didn't necessarily agree. They're going to even the score up here a little bit. Travel against Isaiah Stewart down low. So Beef Stew gets called for one. Traveling is something that is a point of emphasis this season, and boy, are we seeing it tonight. Whistles have been a staple in this game tonight. Fouls, turnovers, you name it. Lillard's into the front court. He's out there with Lopez, Portis, Beauchamp, and Connaughton. Lopez tried to feed to the cutting Lillard, but it was intercepted and taken away. And here comes Detroit the other way, trying to work it down low. Stewart sent it into a crowd. It's on the deck, and we're going to have a jump ball. Underneath that pile, it'll be Marjon Beauchamp jumping opposite Asar Thompson. So Thompson at 6'7", 215 will go against Beauchamp here, who stands 6'6", 199. The advantage for Thompson, who's got that long reach, but so does Beauchamp for that matter. Two young athletic players, but Thompson, you can just see it standing next to him, does have the height advantage here. So ball's up, and it's going to be batted a couple times. Thompson ultimately gets it back in his hands, and now it's at the Cunningham. Feeds it back to Duren. He'll work it to the left wing. A head fake from Sasser. He pulls the trigger and drills the jumper from about 19 feet away. Back to a single-digit game. 6:05 to play in the third. Bucks right to left into the front court. Dame dribbles with the right hand. Goes behind his back. Working on Thompson. Now he's going to lose the ball as he was going up. He got fouled by Asar Thompson, who gets charged with what will be his second foul. And for the Pistons, team foul number two. So Lillard will send in for Milwaukee. As he'll trigger it to Portis. Bucks have only attempted one free throw here in this quarter. Here's a kick out. Beauchamp steps into the pass from Lillard. Can't hit the three. And the rebound is picked up by Thompson. He almost lost it, spinning his way toward midcourt. But he holds on to the dribble. Now he's got it in the front court. Crossing over on Beauchamp. Couple head fakes. Puts up the baseline jumper and splashes another one through. Lead is down to six. Bucks led by as many as 15 in the first half. Led by 10 at halftime. Now it's down to six. Lillard around a screen. He connects on his first long one of the night. Dame Lillard had been 0 of 5 prior to that three-point make. He's got 16 points now. The Bucks could use his scoring now. Here's a drive and a bucket with a foul for Cade Cunningham. Turning the corner on Dame Lillard. And you do see a little bit of the good and the bad for Lillard there. Lillard brings you that scoring, or at least that's the hope. On the defensive side of things, he can be victimized. And I mentioned all those guards and the gaudy numbers they've put up. It's not to say it's all on Damian Lillard, but certainly that void left by Drew Holiday's perimeter presence is being felt when it comes to these guards putting up gaudy numbers night after night. Free throw's good, so he caps a three-point play, and Cunningham is now closing in on 30 points as well. Closest the Pistons have been since it was 29-25 with 10:39 to go in the second quarter. Connaughton, top of the arc for the Bucks. Slings it to the corner. Lopez, a head fake from three, and now he will uncork a three and splash it through from the left corner. Right in front of his bench, he puts the Bucks back ahead by 9. Michelob Ultra 3 puts Milwaukee ahead 84-75. Sasser on the other end, bobbing and weaving. Hands off to Bagley. Bagley bobbled it for a moment. Lopez gets back, blocks the shot. He gets it back and then lays it in late in the shot clock. So for Brook Lopez, his third block of the night, but it'll ultimately not amount in a stop for the Bucks as the Pistons get points to show for it. Lillard, top of the arc, dribbles behind his back. He's going to fire up another three. Misses short this time. Just trying to find that rhythm. You can see it. He just trying to shoot his way out of this thing. Here's a three on the other end as Cunningham couldn't hit. Pistons have not shot the ball well at all from three tonight. They are 1 of 12, and it's a good thing because if they were shooting it well, this would be a big problem for the Bucks. Here's a long three from Lopez from the right wing. He misses way too strong on a shot that was from about 28 feet away. Sasser the other way. Turns the corner, takes it into the paint. High teardrop is up and good. Lead is down to 5. Pistons have not led since there were 7 seconds left in the first quarter. Lillard crossing over, takes it down the lane, puts the shot up, and he's blocked by Bagley. Pistons come away with it. Cunningham the other way. Bounce pass ahead to Sasser. He can't finish up close. Bagley gets the rebound, and then a whistle and a foul going against Marjon Beauchamp. So for the Bucks, it'll be their third team foul, and now 3 on Beauchamp tonight. Lillard checks out. Also checking out is Lopez. Crowder checks in. So does Campaign. Bucks are going to need someone to step up. Giannis is unavailable the rest of the night. He ejected on his second technical foul following a big dunk. Cunningham passes to the corner with 3:22 to play in the third. Isaiah Stewart backing his way in. Sends out top to Bagley. Bagley works it to the left wing. Catch and shoot three. Stewart splashes it through. Three-pointer pulls the Pistons back to within 2, and the Bucks are in for a dogfight now. Momentum is definitely squarely on the shoulders of the Pistons now with 3 to play in this third quarter. Bobby's got it. He's going to hand the ball off now to Crowder. Crowder fires up a 3, and he delivers a big one for Milwaukee. As he has done frequently early this season, a Michelob Ultra 3 for Jay Crowder. His 14th of the season, came in shooting better than 50% from 3. It's going to open the door for Stewart, though, for a 3, and he answers with 1 on the left wing on the other end. Isaiah Stewart shooting 46% from 3 this season coming in. Here's a pass down low. Good find from Campaign to Connaughton, but Connaughton couldn't finish inside. Pistons go the other way. Chance to tie or get their first lead since the first quarter on a three-pointer. They'll try to do that. Sasser delivers. Three ball is good, and that one-time 15-point lead is completely gone. Detroit by 1. We'll step aside. Coming back. 2:12 to go here in the third on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Select your favorite matchups at bucks.com/tickets.
Third quarter action here in Fiserv Forum. It was a 71-56 lead for the Bucks 2 minutes into this third quarter. Since then, a 32-16 run for the Detroit Pistons, and Giannis ejected from the game with his second technical foul. In that kind of quarter, the Pistons, meanwhile, have hit 15 of their 22 shots in this third quarter, including 3 of 5 from three-point range, and they have a one-point lead. You left your radio? Well, welcome back. It's a dogfight. Our broadcast brought to you by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. Campaign has it after the timeout. Misses on a teardrop. Got a clean look at it, but just missed it strong. Cunningham the other way for the Pistons. Feeds ahead to Bagley. He'll have an easy layup in transition, and the transition woes continue for Milwaukee. Campaign the other way. Feeds it off on the right wing. It's Beauchamp. He'll get it to Crowder out top to Portis. Works it to the near wing. Now Connaughton takes it down low. Works it to the far side. A head fake from Payne. Cam drops back. Going to launch up a three. That misses. Front iron. Rebound being fought for. Bobby Portis doing everything he can, but he cannot hustle it away from Bagley, who taps it ahead to Sasser. Bagley peels himself up off the floor, slowly getting back into the action on the other side of the court now. Sasser around the Bagley screen. Goes to the free throw line. Couple head fakes. Swivels before he backs it out. He was met with a defense of both Portis and Crowder. Now it's out top. Cunningham tries a long three. That one rims around, touched every part of the cylinder before it rolled off mercifully to the left side of the rim for the Bucks. Now 90-87. Portis going to pull up. Mid-range jumper. Front iron. No good. Bucks are in trouble now. They look completely disjointed. Sasser the other way. Into the front court. Behind the back dribble. It's Payne, Portis, Connaughton, Crowder, and Beauchamp. Three ball on the way. Sasser drilled it. Sasser has connected on two of his three three-pointers now. And the rookie with 14 points inside of 40 seconds to play in the third. It's a six-point lead now for the Pistons. And another traveling call against the Bucks. How many of those have we seen this quarter? Portis was called for taking an extra step.
We've seen at least four this quarter.
Been a steady drumbeat. Quarter that has been ugly with a capital U for the Bucks. Pistons playing without six of their players tonight, injured or ill. Yet here we sit, 93-87. They've got the advantage over Milwaukee with 21 seconds to go in the third. Pass comes to the near wing. Sasser fires away. Three-pointer misses short. Rebound to Portis. Portis going the other way for Milwaukee. Feeds it over to Beauchamp. Beauchamp takes it down low. Puts up a little floater. Can't get it. Taps it out, but it's picked up by Sasser. Sasser's running the other way now for the Pistons. He'll feed it off. And a layup is there underneath from Roden.
Another defensive rebound where the opponent scores in transition, too.
3.5 seconds left. Campaign going to get it into the front court. Puts up an off-balance three at the horn. Hits the front iron and drops. Goodness gracious. Well, the Bucks needed that. He thought he was fouled, too. Well, Third quarter mercifully comes to a close, and mercifully they get a good roll there. Bucks down 95-90. Going to the fourth. Now this is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more, or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on hot selling meat items.
1 pound Carolina ground turkey, just $1.79 or $3 for $5. And 4 pound Papa Charlie's Italian beef, just $11.99.
Ay caramba, hot prices.
Ground turkey, $1.79, Italian beef, $11.99.
Hurry, these products are gonna fly off the shelf.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned. It's Woodmans.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear.